Thank you, Jesus. There's no greater giver than the Lord Jesus Christ. Think about that. Greater love hath no man. The Word of God says that God so loved the world He gave His only begotten Son. That says it all, folks. God gave the ultimate gift to us. Everlasting life. And He is worthy tonight to be praised.
Amen.
And He loved us so much He left us the Word of God. Amen. That we might have a light. Amen. To our feet and a path, Lord Jesus. A righteous light and a righteous path. Tonight we're going to speak to you. We named the sermon, What Manner of Spirit Are You Of? Amen. If you'll go to your Bibles in Luke chapter 9, verses 51. If you'd like to stand, thank you. Amen. This is a very special question tonight. What manner of spirit are you of? Amen. There is the Spirit of the Lord, and there is the Spirit of the world.
Amen.
And in the book of Luke, chapter 9, verse 51, it says, It come to pass, when the time was come that he, Jesus, should be received up, he steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem. It come to pass, when it was time for Jesus to be offered up on the sacrifice to give his life for his fellow man to go to the cross, Jesus didn't do as Jonah did. Jesus didn't disobey God as Jonah did. Jesus didn't go the opposite direction as Jonah did. But Jesus set his face steadfastly, just like a flint, just like a stone. Jesus set his sights on Jerusalem, and he did not waver. Amen. He was determined to fulfill the will of the Lord God Almighty. Amen. It goes on to say that Jesus sent messengers before his face, and they went and entered into a village of the Samaritans to make ready for him. Amen. Jesus walked every place he went. And in order for him to go to Jerusalem, he would pass through other cities along the way. And he sent his messengers ahead that he might be received when he went into the village, amen, of the Samaritans. But the word says, and they, the Samaritans, did not receive him because his face was as though he would go to Jerusalem. I've pondered that scripture, and I say that somehow, some way, God, in His Spirit, touched these Samaritans not to receive Jesus Christ. Because Jesus had a mission to accomplish. Jesus had to go to Jerusalem. Amen. And they rejected to let Jesus stay and take rest on His trip. They did not receive Him. And when Jesus' disciples, James and John, saw this, they said, Lord, wilt Thou command us to call fire down from heaven and consume them, even as Elijah did. Do you see the seriousness of this?
Mm-hmm.
These disciples realized that Jesus Christ had all power. These folks had rejected Jesus Christ, amen, at this point in time. And his disciples asked the Lord if he would want them to call down fire and destroy and kill them, burn the whole village up. But Jesus turned and he rebuked, he corrected, admonished them, and he said, Ye know not what manner of spirit you are of. And that's the title of the message. What manner of spirit are you of? You may be seated. For the Son of Man is not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them. Jesus said, you don't know what manner of spirit you are of. Jesus said that he, the Son of Man, he came not to destroy men, but to save them. John and James' purpose to destroy these people. And they would no doubt have been lost. So not only their natural life, but their eternal soul would have been lost. Jesus had set his face toward Jerusalem. The Samaritans did not receive Jesus. Jesus said, I've come to save and not to destroy.
Amen.
The question is, what manner of spirit are we of? We are Christians, Christ-like. We are of God's Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We are God's children, born again of God's Spirit. Therefore, let us be in this life as Jesus was in this life.
Amen.
He was merciful. He was compassionate.
Yes.
He was forgiving. He was loving.
Amen.
One toward another. For our God is love.
Amen.
So, what manner of spirit are you of? In the book of Luke, chapter 6, verse 27, Jesus goes on to speak to his disciples, and he says here, But I say unto you which hear, love your enemies.
Amen.
Do good to them which hate you. Bless them that curse you, and pray for them which despitefully use you. And to him that smiteth thee on the one cheek, offer also the other.
Amen.
And him that taketh away thy cloak, forbid not to take thy coat also. Amen. What manner of spirit are you of? When you turn the cheek to a person, amen, it's not that afterwards that you would want to then fight, but you did this in humility. You turned the cheek. This is Christ-like.
Amen.
Give, now listen to this. Give to every man that asks of you, and of him that taketh away thy goods, ask them not again. And as you would that men should do unto you, do you also unto them.
Amen.
Love thy neighbor as thyself. Do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. Give to everyone that asks. For if you love them which love you, do you hear this?
Yes.
What thank have you? For sinners also love those that love them. See, just because a person's a sinner doesn't mean a person cannot love someone.
Right.
Sinners, in many respects, love their families.
Amen.
But the Word of God says, amen, sinners do the same. And if you do good to them which do good to you, what thanks have you? For sinners do also even the same.
Uh-huh.
Amen? And if you lend, we don't even hear this word very often anymore. We don't even hear about people lending anything to anybody. But, and if you lend to them of whom you hope to receive, what thanks have you? What reward have you? For sinners also lend to sinners to receive as much again. But love you your enemies and do good. And lend, hoping for nothing again. You don't even want anything back. You're giving it without wanting it back. And your reward shall be great, and you shall be the children of the highest. Why? For God is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. The Lord gives, amen, to the children of man. Be you merciful, as your Father also is merciful. What manner of spirit are you? Judge not, and you shall not be judged. Condemn not, and you shall not be condemned. Forgive, and you shall be forgiven.
Amen.
Give your time, your effort, your money, your prayers. Give, and it shall be given unto you.
Amen.
Good measure, pressed down and shaken together, and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For if the same measure that you give out, it shall be measured to you again. Can't outgive God. Give, and it shall be given unto you. And it isn't always in money.
Amen.
Amen. It's in your prayers, it's in your time, it's in your love. Amen. Caring for the body of Christ. Jesus said, love your enemies.
Amen.
Judge not. Forgive, and you shall be forgiven. have mercy. What manner of spirit are you of? Examine yourself. Are you of a Christ-like spirit? Forgiving, judging not, having mercy, having compassion, giving, caring, loving. Or are you of the spirit of the world? To get even? To get revenge?
Amen.
To harm others? To take advantage of others? Amen. What manner of spirit are you of? Matthew chapter 7. At verse 2, Jesus goes on to say, "For with what judgment you judge, you shall be judged. And with what measure you mete out, it shall be measured unto you again." Listen, folks. If you judge, you're going to receive judgment.
Amen.
So would it be much better to forgive,
yes,
that you might be forgiven? Would it be much better to have mercy, that you might receive mercy?
Amen.
And with what measure you meet, what measure you give, it's going to return unto you the same.
Mm-hmm.
And why beholdest thou the mote? A mote is a splinter of wood that is in your brother's eye. You see a splinter in another one's eye, but you consider not the beam that is in thy own eye. You see the small fault in another person, and don't even consider the fact that you have a log, a beam in your own eye.
Right.
Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, "Let me pull out the mote out of thy eye, and behold, there's a beam in your own eye"? Jesus said, "Thou hypocrite." Hear this.
Mm-hmm.
First, cast out the beam out of your own eye.
Yeah.
And then thou shalt see clearly to cast out the mote that's in your brother's eye.
Amen.
Listen. First, make yourself holy through the power of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And then, you can help your brother to walk holy.
Amen.
Did you catch that?
Yes.
Make yourself holy to God, then you can help your brother. First, take the beam out of your own eye. That is, first take sin out of your own life. Then you can see clearly to help your brother out of the sin that's in his life.
Right.
What manner of spirit are we of? Do you have a condemning spirit? Do you have a self-righteous spirit? Do you have a proud spirit? Do you have a better than you spirit? Do you have a worldly, selfish spirit?
Amen.
Or do you have a Christ-like spirit? What manner of spirit are you of? You who tell others not to lie, do you lie? You who say, "Do not steal," do you steal? You who say, "Do not commit adultery," do you commit adultery? You who say, "Do not gossip," do you gossip? You who tell others to forgive, do you forgive?
Amen.
You who ask for mercy, are you merciful?
Mm-hmm.
Let us practice what we preach.
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus said, "I came not into this world to condemn the world, but that the world through me might be saved." What manner of spirit are you of? Let us speak a moment about holiness. Jesus said, "Be you holy, even as I am holy, and be you perfect."
Amen.
That is, first clean up the inside of yourself. Then the outside will be clean.
Amen.
First make the inside holy, and the outside will be holy.
Amen.
If the inside is pure, then the outward appearance will reflect this. If the inside of your body is clean, holy and pure, then the outside of your body, your appearance, will be clean, holy, and pure.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus said, "What comes out of a man defiles a man, makes him unclean. For out of the heart comes lies, deceits, vanities, pride, lust, envies, jealousies, fornications, adulteries, murders, and all manner of uncleanness. So let the Holy Ghost of God have its perfect work.
Amen.
Its perfect way inside of you. Let God clean up your inside and make you full of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And then you will be holy. The outside of your body will reflect the inside. If your outer appearance reflects a godlike spirit, and if in your life your walk reflects a godlike spirit, and if you live holy unto God, then you will be holy and you will see God. For without holiness, no man shall see God.
Amen.
Amen.
That's good.
I say again, what manner of person are you? In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1, the Apostle Paul speaks. Now listen to this, folks. There are certain things that happen to some Christians. They get full of pride. Pride in what they consider their own holiness. Pride in what they consider their own gifts.
Amen.
Listen, Paul said, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I have become a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. Charity is Christ-like, God-like love. Even though I speak with tongues of men and angels, if I have not godly love, I become a sounding brass, a tinkling cymbal, worthless. And though I have the gift of prophecy, and I understand all mysteries, hidden truths, and I have all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so I can remove mountains, and if I have not godly charity, I am nothing. Hear this. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, take everything I own, sell my home, sell my house, sell my clothes, give everything to the poor. And though I give my body to be burned, sacrificed, die. And if I have not charity, it profits me nothing.
Amen.
Hear this. If you don't have the love of God in you and the love of God for other people, I don't care if you work the works. I don't care.
Amen.
Because it's nothing. Charity, Christ-like love, it suffers long. Did you hear that? It suffers. It's kind. Charity envieth not. Charity doesn't envy and have jealousy of others. Charity vaunteth not itself. It doesn't puff itself up. Hear me. Charity does not behave itself unseemly. It seeks not her own. It is not easily provoked. It thinketh no evil. You hear this? Godly love, charity. Our God is love. God's Spirit. The Holy Ghost. It behaves itself. It's not unseemly. It's not easily provoked. It doesn't think any evil. It does not rejoice in iniquity.
Amen.
Evil, sin. But it rejoiceth in truth. Jesus said, I am the truth, the way, and the life. Charity, it bears all things. Others offend us. Others use us.
Amen.
Others ridicule us. Others belittle us. But we're supposed to bear it. Because charity believes. Only believe. Hear that? If only you believe, Jesus said, you can say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and you doubt not in your heart, whatsoever things you ask of God, you receive it. Here it says that love of God believes all things. It hopes all things. It endures all things. You're talking about faith.
Amen.
Even though I can't see, yet I believe. Charity never fails. Ah. But where there be prophecies, they shall fail. Where there be tongues, they shall cease. And where there is knowledge, it shall vanish away. Though I speak with the tongue of angels and have not godly love for others, If we have not love for others, we will fail.
Amen.
But in Christ, we shall never fail.
Amen.
A Christ-like love. Saints, remember, beware when you think you stand, lest you fall. Don't get puffed up.
That's
right. If Satan can't tear you down, he will make you think you're the best thing that ever walked the earth.
Amen.
And you will fall because of conceit and pride. Christ saved us, not ourselves. Not he that willeth, nor he that runneth, but upon the Lord, whom the Lord showeth mercy. Did you hear this?
Yeah.
No man can come unto God except that God first calls him. God called us. It's by his strength. It's by his might. Not by my strength, not by my might, but by God's Spirit.
Amen.
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8. For by grace, the unmerited favor of God, you are saved through faith. And that is not of yourselves. It is a gift of God. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. I say again, what manner of spirit are we of? Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
Amen.
When they had taken Jesus, and when they had buffeted him, and spat upon him, and put a crown of thorns upon his head, and scourged him, and crucified him, and as he hung on the cross and was being mocked by the people, he looked and said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. If Jesus said that, then he was saying, I've already forgiven them. These people knew that Jesus was innocent. These people knew it was wrong. They said, let his blood be upon us and upon our children. They had no fear of God.
Amen.
What they did not know that was that they were killing the Son of God, the Savior of the world, their Messiah. Yet Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. I say again to you tonight, what manner of spirit are we of? I'm going to tell you. This is the manner of spirit in us, a Christ-like spirit.
Amen.
A God-like spirit. A forgiving spirit. A merciful spirit. A loving spirit of the Holy Ghost. The Spirit of our God. Hallelujah. We are of an everlasting spirit of eternal life. Of eternal love. Of eternal forgiveness. The Spirit of Jesus Christ is in us. Our hope of glory, our salvation. This is the Spirit in us.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost of God. What spirit are we of? Let us praise God. For we are of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
We are of the Spirit of God. Let's stand. Lord Jesus, tonight, in thy holy word, God, for you to speak to your disciples, and say unto him, you know not what manner of spirit you're of. Tonight we know, Father, that we're supposed to love one another. We're supposed to forgive one another. We're supposed to pray for one another. We're supposed to believe for one another.
Amen.
We're supposed to hold out hope for one another.
Yes.
We want to hold on to you, Christ Jesus,
Amen.
That all things are possible through you. Lord, I ask tonight that you examine us and help us to be of a Christ-like spirit.
Mm-hmm.
That we will love people like you love people.
Help us, Lord.
Lord, that we might be able to sacrifice. That we might, Lord, be able to lose our own life, that we may have eternal life.
Mm-hmm.
That we may give our lives to you in this life, to do a work for the Lord, losing our natural life, our worldly life, so we may inherit eternal life. Lord God, what an exchange that I can give you this miserable life of death and take a life of everlasting life.
Amen.
That I can give up myself, and I can give up my worldly spirit, and I can be of the Spirit of God. Bless us, Father. Use us. Be with us, Lord Jesus. God, we give you our praise tonight. We ask, Lord, that you be with us and protect us and keep us. Use us as your witnesses. Bring us safely back to this house to minister thy word. And we give you our praise in Jesus' name. Let the church say amen.
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 Shake hands and be
friendly.